Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head right out to the Dial Pad. Guestline Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Time to talk to Steve Mariucci. And Steve is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. Steve, I'm going to start out with the 49ers win 9-0 in rainy, muddy conditions. Do you take that win and run with it, or do you start to look at your offense and say, well, we got to do this and we got to do that? How much stock do you put in a game like that?
You celebrate because you won that game on the road across the country in inclement weather, and you got a shutout, and so that's a great win for the Niners. And obviously, people are going to say, well, we want touchdowns and we want this and that. But when old man winter or Mother Nature shows up at a game, okay, that's the great equalizer. You never know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to drop a pass or fumble or slip or whatever, and it all happens. It's just a matter of who it happens to win. So, you know, they were good to come out of there. I mean, that kind of weather, you know, plays defense. Let's just say it. It plays defense with both teams. And it's very difficult to throw the ball. It's very difficult to cut, you know. And so, you know, you're not going to be explosive on offense unless somebody falls down and you go for 80 yards. So I think you take that game, you run with it. You win ugly sometimes, so be it. But a win's a win, and there's only two undefeated teams left, and the Niners are still one of them.
Yeah, Mooch, the Niners have 6 wins. And right now there's a lot of talk. We're hearing it from the fans. Make a move, make a move. And I wanted to ask you, because you are a head coach, you know what it's like with the trading deadline approaching. What's that process like between a coach, general manager, and owner? You know, do they tell you what to do? Do you ask? How does that go? And number one picks, Mooch, are they valued like they were in the past? If you can get, you know, a player like a Jalen Ramsey, where we saw the Rams kind of overpay.
Well, that's what you do right now. You overpay because you're desperate and you have a need and you think he's going to change your team. And so in my first thought with the Niners, and I'm certain you're talking about going out and getting a receiver, right? And so, you know what? You know, Amari Cooper was traded for a one, right, from the Raiders to the Cowboys, and that has seemed to work out for both teams. But I don't know exactly who would be available that's healthy enough to come in and not upset the apple cart. You saw the AB thing didn't work out for anybody. The Odell Beckham Jr. thing is still to be determined. But right now, you got a good thing going. You're 2 games up for the Seahawks. You got a good receiving core. Yeah, there's no big name there, and you don't throw the ball well enough to have anybody up in the top 5 in receptions or TDs. You know, but Pettis and Goodwin and Samuel and I like Jalen Hurd, who's going to come back eventually, and it's good enough, and you can go get a 1 or 2 receiver next year in the draft for a heck of a lot cheaper than you're going to get one this week, a heck of a lot cheaper, and he might be just as good or better. So I say stay pat right now, keep winning, get back home against Carolina. That's a huge game, and then play with guys you have.
Mooch, do you think Lynch and Shanahan look at their roster and say, we need this, we need that, and maybe change the goals within the midseason, or, as you say, stand pat, and then just say, you know what, we do think we stack up with the rest of the NFC. Do you believe the Niners right now, currently constructed, stack up with the Saints and the Packers? I know they're 6-0, Mooch, but do they really stack up with those top-tier teams in the NFC?
Well, we're going to find out, because Carolina's a pretty decent team. They have a young quarterback, Kyle Allen, who's coming in playing his mind. Yeah, he's out of his mind. He's 5-0, right, last year, and then 4-0 this year. And didn't, you know, undrafted, got benched in college. It's quite a story. And then later on, you got the Packers, and at Baltimore, and at the Saints, it gets tougher. The schedule, yes, gets tougher. But, you know, you're coming off a 4-12 season and making some good progress with guys staying healthy, thankfully, and you're on the right track. I don't think anything needs to be changed dramatically. I think, you know, you have a college scouting department that are evaluating the kids in the draft, okay? Then you have a pro scouting department that evaluates the rest of the league in terms of who's going to be free agents and restricted and unrestricted, you know, that type of thing. And they evaluate your own team. That team is evaluated in the war room over there in San Francisco. So they know what they need, what they would like, where they would like to improve the depth of a certain position, try to grab a starter, you know, whatever that is. And it's based on, you know, what draft picks we have, on the salary cap room we're going to have. You know, there's a lot that plays into, you know, improving your football team. Who can we hang on to? Who gets paid too much money to hang on to? All those decisions are made, you know, as time goes on and gradually. They're evaluating their team constantly.
Steve Mariucci, former San Francisco 49ers coach, joining us. Steve, everybody wants a receiver right now, or that's the position where the 49ers theoretically could get better. If you end up sitting tight, and I'm always wondering what's the difference between looking, let's not mortgage the future, but let's strike while the iron's hot. We're 6-0. Is there a scenario in which the 49ers, let's say, make it to the playoffs, and in their first game of the postseason, somebody takes away the run, they can't pass the ball, and we're saying, well, we knew week 6 this was going to happen?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, some people might do that. But you look at the Green Bay Packers, okay, with Aaron Rodgers. And they got rid of, they didn't re-sign Randall Cobb. And they're playing, and Davante Adams, kid from Fresno State, their number one guy, has been hurt with turf toe. Well, they got all these guys you never heard of that are playing. And the 49ers receiving corps is every bit as good is the Packers receiving corps. And I don't suppose they're going to go out and get anybody. You got Kittle, and he's as good as they get. And you got Garoppolo, who can elevate everybody's, you know, performance because he's that good. Give him a nice sunny day without any torrential downpour, and he'll throw it in there. I think this receiving corps is good enough. Yeah, if they don't win at all, there'll be second guessers. But believe me, if you go get a free agent right now, it's going to cost you draft choices, and they're not on their baby contracts. They're on good contracts, usually, these veteran guys. Very expensive from salary and draft choice point of view. So next year, there will be fine receivers coming out that they can grab and add to their receiving corps.
Mooch, I was telling the fellas, I just think it's imperative that it's week 6 only, but the Niners get home field advantage, because I saw Garoppolo throw the balls yesterday. I'm watching with my father, and he's like, oh, Jimmy can't throw in the rain. I'm like, come on. We heard that about the great Troy Aikman, that he didn't throw a great wet ball. I'm asking you as a coach, is one game enough to determine that, or how much do you need to see where guys have problems throwing the ball in bad weather?
Oh, my God. You know, he threw it better than Case Keenum did. And he threw the one interception. you know what? I remember when I was coaching, you know, when I was a young coach, I was crazy then and crazy now. But when I was at Cal State Fullerton, a guy named Damon Allen. You heard of Marcus Allen, right? Well, Damon was his little brother. And he played for us at Cal State Fullerton. And he eventually went up to Canada and set all kinds of records, yep, through for 74,000 yards, yep, or something. Anyway, in Fullerton, California, down there in Orange County, it doesn't rain, right? So I just wanted to prepare him for everything. So I remember, you know, coaches do this. They soak footballs in the bucket of water. They spray hoses on the ball, and they make you throw it and play catch. Well, I had two hoses on the kid, and I had him. I was spraying him in the face, making him do signals and everything else, and just trying to get him ready for playing a game in the rain that he never played in his life, that maybe up in Canada. But it's a lot of fun. You do whatever you can to get ready for the rain, but you know, sometimes you just gotta go play. They have 24 footballs that they bring to these games. They try to keep them dry. And you put a towel over the darn thing before the center gets up there. And then you hope you can throw that thing. It's just how it is. It's same with cold. If it's 20 below, and I've coached in a bunch of those in Green Bay, you do the best you can. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo may not play in a really crazy rain game like that the rest of his career. So he did fine. It's hard for everybody to do that.
Mooch, I know you guys down at NFL Network evaluate the entire league, and you guys are great on a pregame show. But what are the fellas there at NFL Network and the people you talk to around the league, what are they saying about the 49ers? Do they believe this 49ers team is legit and a bona fide Super Bowl contender?
You know, I wish we would talk more about the 49ers. And I've voiced my opinion on that. You know, even when Harbaugh was coaching here and the Niners were a contender each year. But because we're on at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? Most of our viewing audience is on the other coast, and so we talk Cowboys and Giants and Patriots more than we care to. But you know, we don't get to talk much about the 49ers. But there's a certain respect and a certain understanding right now that they are a much improved team. And they, you know what? They were pretty good last year, but they just got so banged up, and so now all of a sudden things are falling into place. Kyle Shanahan, we have great respect for him. And so, it's a little bit like a sleeping giant right now. And so who would have thunk it right now? We all thought the Rams would run away with this division possibly, or even the Seahawks be, you know, better than they are. We saw them get beat at home again by Baltimore.
Right.
And the Niners are, I don't want to say comfortably in front, but they have a 2-game lead on this division. Pretty darn good.
Steve, thank you so much as always. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. See you, Mariucci, brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.